But they dropped their time ball.
I see. Well, how many clocks are there? Let me just talk to Carol Stott, who's the creator here. How many clocks you got here, Carol?
We've got about 1,000 timepieces, which are clocks, mechanical, non-mechanical, right from sundials, hourglasses, all the way through.
You know what I'm going to ask you? What happens twice a year when you have to put the clocks forward and back? Is it you who has to do that?
No, it's not me. Somebody else has to do it. They have to come in on Sunday morning, fairly early. We've got a horologist, and he dashes around changing them all in time for Monday morning when the rest of us come in.
There's only one advantage to it. You haven't got a video to reset, because none of us have yet figured out how to do that.
This one is accurate within about 1 second per week, which should be, but looking at my watch now, my wristwatch, I find it's an hour and a half wrong. So either something's gone terribly wrong with the clock, or else I've forgotten to wind the watch.
Now, Patrick, just tell us this story we were talking about, because in olden days, the time in Britain is always the same all over Britain, but it didn't used to be, did it?
Well, no, every kept their own particular local times, and there was a run little case when there was a court case being heard in Dorchester. And they started that by Dorchester time, and the defendant arrived on London time, and when he got there, he found the case already over, and he'd lost. And after that, they decided to standardise the time, and they originally called it railway time, because in those days, the railways did keep to time.
He's back to British Rail.
Simon, take every respect to British Rail again.
Okay.
We'll see you in a bit, Simon.
Okay.